I don't know. These folks here at Hank FM, they're pretty much all wrong.
Yeah, it's, this is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Those that add to our social anxiety, which if it ever happens, just go retro with the old 80s Weather Channel.
A look at your local radar.
Yeah.
But first, the current local conditions.
See, he's here to fix everything. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drops the blood pressure. This guy needed to dial it down a little bit. Let's go to Irvine, California. Of course, they're, what, are they a $10 gas? I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah, it's very, very expensive.
Well, an Irvine, California guy, don't have a name on this, but we do have what he did. He was recently arrested after he demanded $55 in free gas. So what's that, a gallon and a half there?
I was going to say.
So what he did is he walked into a gas station and he demanded free fuel and refused to pay. And then the officer showed up.
They want you to leave because you haven't paid for gas?
I sincerely believe that money as a unit of payment is not real.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
You can believe that, dude, but this is reality.
Right. I like it with, like, Tommy from The Who playing in the background. Well, nonetheless, whether he thought it was real or not, he was placed in handcuffs and hauled off. So he did not have to pay for gas and got a free ride. So who's... Think about that.
Hashtag winning.
Think about it.
So we've had snakes on a plane, rats on a plane, mice in the studio, and now bees on the wing. American Airlines flight was delayed for an hour recently because a beehive set up shop in a turbine.
Hey.
Ooh, workers were on the case. They promptly removed their new friends, and they were rehomed. No injuries were reported. And weren't you just saying that something around here was going to lower my blood pressure? Because that's not it.
What?
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Leslie, fix it.
Let us go to Florida. As a man in Florida there was arrested after Easter Sunday trying to rob a McDonald's. He went in and demanded free cookies. That's it.
It's cookies.
And when he didn't get them, he flipped out and then stole two meals. Actually, Jalen Minzy was arrested on Sunday. Jalen went in, put in an order. When he got his food, then he demanded free cookies. When he didn't get those free cookies that he thought he deserved, he then started pushing workers. They went behind the counter. Then he threw things. They threw things. And then he took off for two other meals. He was later tracked down in a nearby apartment complex, arrested and charged with battery. It's unclear if the local jail has cookies or not.
Dum, 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 dum.
So yesterday we had the baby that was flying into JFK.
No.
And today it's labor and delivery at the Golden Knights game. A woman's water burst while watching them play the Oilers. The little one was ready to make an appearance. And boom, everyone in the crowd got to share in the moment.
Wow.
Luckily, paramedics were on hand. And a bystander said, that is something you will never, ever forget.
Isn't that lovely? Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
To be fair, they do tell you, if you're feeling something, just wait, because it's probably not labor. Sometimes the doctors are wrong. I'm just saying.
They charged her for another ticket, though, on the way.
Oh. Excuse me. That's extra.
Let's go to Washington, the state of, and a man in Washington was recently arrested on suspicion of DUI, but he was not found behind the vehicle of his, behind the wheel of his van. He was found sitting cross-legged on top of it as the van was laying on its side. That crazy Tiger Woods. Made it all the way to Washington.
So we have Breaking Bad, the live performance out of Williamson County, Tennessee today. One Hayden Humphrey, not making the best choices as a teacher. He got caught selling narcotics to high school students under the name Mr. Heisenberg.
Sounds familiar.
We're a fan of the show. That was Walter White's alias. Police investigated. Now, this is what gets me. For a year before making the bust. So
you had to do a whole season, right?
Well, no kidding.
Come on, Jesse.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yo, Mr. White. Yo. So it's been 17 years since the song from Kenny Chesney, which ended up going to number one, by the way, in 2009, Out Last Night, came out.
Yeah, we went.
What?
Yeah, I know. 2009.
Last night.
That was right. like 3 years ago.
It feels like it, yeah. but... So, why exactly is that song going viral right now? Well, it comes from a TikTok video. It's got over 24 million views. It's of a girl posted to try to help her friend find a dude that they met when they went out last night. In fact, she posted, "My friend found her soulmate last night in Huntsville, Alabama, after the lineman rodeo. And we know nothing about him except his name is Mike."
Hi, Mike.
And his friends kept calling him like the birds in Finding Nemo. Mike. Help
Mike.
Us get Mike home. That was just sent out there. And they used the music of Kenny Chesney Out Last Night. Lineman Mike was located. And there were also other pictures of Lineman Mike seen kissing and photographing a couple of different women at the bar.
Oh, no.
Here's the bigger issue. Mike has a wife and two kids waiting for him there at home in Huntsville, Alabama.
Mike!
The wife did not take to the video very kindly. She commented on it, says Nemo has a home, and is busy explaining this to his two children. Mike's been drugged through the mud online, as one might think, but the song, number of Shazam searches have went up 400%. Spotify streams are like on turbo. TikTok's got 4 million views this week alone. So pretty good for a song that came out nearly two decades ago. We'll play it next year. But Mike.
Dum, dum, dum,
Mike, 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 Mike